spending a little bit longer than usual talking about the tzaddik's life. The seder of this shiur that we've been doing already now for a good couple of years, the seder has been to spend approximately 3 weeks talking about the life of the tzaddik, things that were revealed to us through the Svarim HaKadoshim about the life of the tzaddik, and then to spend a good 7-8 weeks trying to get a little bit to get into the Torah of that tzaddik, to get a taste of that tzaddik's unique flavor in his learning and his teaching. The Baal Shem HaKadosh takes a little bit longer, the first part takes a little bit longer, because of the wealth of material that we have from Talmidim, and that's without even going into all the Sippurim that I'm telling. I'm not going into all the stories, I repeat each time that I tell you a story or two. I'm not going into all the Sippurim, it's hard to be misapik, it's hard to hold back, because the stories are so beautiful and they're so deep and inspiring. But the truth of the matter is that really there's no time to go into all the Sippurim, but the statements that were made by other tzaddikim, this is what I want to focus on, not hearsay, not maisalach, but that we have from tzaddikei elyon, talmidim and talmidim, that we have in the Svarim HaKadoshim, things about the Ptira, about the events and the thoughts that the tzaddikim had leading up to the histalkus of that most remarkable man, that yachid, that unique person that was on this earth a relatively short time ago, the Baal Shem HaKadosh, that I feel that we have to do, and we have to do it in the Lashon of the Svarim, that it shouldn't be something stam to say outside, but it should be done inside. So we're going to complete that. I hope we're going to complete that tonight, or come close to completing it. And next week we're going to begin to study based on different inyonim, Yirah Shemayim, Ahavas Hashem, Tefillah, Torah, the Tzaddik, from different. Selections from the Torahs of the Baal Shem. You know, the Baal Shem himself did not write any sefer. All we have are the collected teachings, and those that were repeated in his name, primarily by the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, his great disciple, the Toldos, and by his grandson Degel Machne Ephraim, and other tzaddikim who are either Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni to the teachings of the Baal Shem. We're not going to talk over things that are said. That were just said much, much later, but from the Kalim that were there to receive from the Torah of Baal Shem. And of course, all the Torah of Baal Shem, all the thousands of Svarim, and hundreds of thousands of Mamorim, of teachings, are all there to explain words that we receive from Baal Shem, the words from the Baal Shem. So all of Chassidus is a page. That's why it's so remarkable that you could have, in this world of Chassidus, there could be such diversified Torahs and Mahalchim like Chabad, and Breslov, and Kotsk Peshischa, that it's possible to have such a broadness, such a wealth that we received, and it all comes to the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And they all trace their teachings, their Torahs back to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. What a remarkable root that was, and how many anofim, how many branches, how many beautiful branches and peiros of the peiros have grown from the tree, from the root of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. So therefore, just like we have a teaching from the Baal HaTanya, why is it called Rosh Hashanah? So the Alter Rebbe said it's called Rosh Hashanah because it's the Rosh of the Shana. Meaning, the same way that the entire body is profoundly affected by anything that happens in the brain. Anything that happens in the brain or affects the brain has a huge impact upon the whole body. That's how the Alter Rebbe explained, they need a Rosh Hashanah, that's why we're careful. There's so many minhagim, we have all these different minhagim Rosh Hashanah. Everything has to be just right, because it's the brain of the year. So since the Baal Shem is the Rosh and the Av of all of Chassidus, therefore it's particularly important that we try to have be makasher ourselves on the level that we're on, which as Shvelim, who are we, but on the level that we're on, to look in the Svarim and see what they say about the amazing histalkus of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. So having said that, we're in the second page of this, begins with the words Ashkavta the Rebbe. This is a liquid. This is simply bringing together from the Svarim HaKadoshim things that were said by the Baal Shem and about the Baal Shem before his Patira. On the second page, we already saw that the last thing that the Baal Shem Tov requested before he died, when the Baal Shem Tov was Nifter, the last thing that he said, the last words that came from his mouth after he had a niggun, a certain niggun that he wanted to be sung, was sung, which we'll talk about that at the end, a little bit later. After that niggun was sung, the last thing that the Baal Shem Tov, after he addressed his son, the Holy Rebbe of Tzvi Hirsch, after he spoke this, on the last thing he told them was that he had to, he said a pasuk in Tehillim where he asked Al Tavayeni Regal Gaiva, Hashem, prevent me, keep me from falling into haughtiness, into gaiva, into conceit. And those are the last words of the Baal Shem HaKadosh when he left the world. Now we're on the second page. We're not going to do each of these. But if you look, last one on the second page, where it says in the Slavish Beira, a Baal Shem Tov Kaidim is Talkus in the Slavish Beira Kol Kach as the Betel Hav Ketzitter Interim, which means that we know this again. Remember when the Baal Shem Tov was Nifter, his closest Talmidim was standing there at the time of the Ptira. It wasn't something that Stam and Agadah did. They were there, they saw it. But the Baal Shem HaKadosh was Nifter on Shavuos, so it's brought down the Svarim HaKadoshim that the bed began to tremble. The bed began to shake. The way that the Baal Shem HaKadosh used to daven, when the Baal Shem Tov davened, they said that there were awesome movements in his davening. And when he, and the last second when he was quiet, before he was nifter, so those that were there saw that there was a Yirush Shemayim that had completely, a fear of God that had completely enveloped the Baal Shem. Ad kedei kach, the bed began to shake, the bed began to tremble. When we read the story of what happened when he died, that we'll see how that fits into the entire Maisa. The next page on top. This is an amazing thing. Harivosh, it's brought down in Medrash Pinchas from those who recorded the teachings and the sayings of the Holy Tzaddik, the Rebbe Pinchas Koritzer. It's brought down Harivosh that Tzal Kodem is Lissilukim in Ha'olam Ha'yolichyos Oit Shnei Shoyz. Rabbi Sol Baal Shem Tov had 2 hours left to his Ptira. 2 hours left to his Estalkos, which, by the way, he told the Chassidim, as we'll see in the sequel of his death, he told them that before he dies, the 2 clocks in the room are going to stop ticking. There was a larger clock and there was a smaller clock. And 1 clock stopped ticking, and they all were crying, and they were standing there, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, they put their hands in front of the Rebbe's eyes that he shouldn't see that the clock stopped. And they were standing around him, and the Baal Shem HaKadosh knew that the first clock had stopped. And then at this point, I believe the Rebbe Pinchas Koritzer was there at the time, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure, but this is when this happened. Look inside. It says he had 2 hours left to live, the Baal Shem. V'amar l'Hashem Yisbarach, they heard the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Baal Shem Tov said at that time, Ani noisim l'chom b'matana eilu ha'shnei shos. I give you, Hashem, these last 2 hours of my life as a gift, as a matana. V'sim al zaharav HaKadosh v'pinchas mikazatzal. And when Pinchas Koritzer told us over that the Baal Shem gave the last 2 hours of his life as a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hum esirus nefesh amiti. The Rebbe Pinchas Koritzer, who's famous for the Midas HaEmes, the Rebbe Pinchas Koritzer said, this is the emistike Mesiris Nefesh. But the man had 2 hours left to live. So I was thinking when I first saw this a long time ago, the Medrash Pinchas, so you know, yes, your mind, you start to think, because we're mamish idiots, you know. So my mind starts to drift off into the direction that says, look, the Tzaddik knew that he was leaving. And he's giving the last 2 hours of his life, Amatana, Lupusis, I mean, the final 2 hours, what is it? And I shared this thought with my father, he should be well. I told him about, at that time I was at my parents' when I first saw this, and it was Friday night, and it was before I was married, and I said to my father that I saw that the Baal Shem, that he gave the last 2 hours of his life to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I was thinking, so my father said, what do you think of that? So I said that, but Pinchas Koritzer said it was a mistake in the serious nefesh, and my father said, what do you think? I said, I don't see what's such a big mysterious nefesh. The last 2 hours of his life, because we always were taught that while you're alive and while you're healthy, to be mighty nefesh for the Baruch Shalom. So my father said this to me. My father said, I went through 3 years where every single 2 hours I thought were the last 2 hours of my life. And the only reason I'm alive is because I was moist and nefesh not to die those 2 hours. In other words, But what he basically told me is, you know, you're a little nobody. You don't understand what it means to hold on to life. Yeah, life. So what? 2 hours, no? 2 hours, what's the big deal? To hold on to life. My father said, you don't understand how a person wants the rosin to live. And you know, before a candle goes out, you know what happens before it goes out? Before a candle goes out, it gives a big... It ignites. It gives its last koyach. It makes its last... With Hashem HaKadosh, it was mois and nefesh in the sweetest way, and it was mekuyim. That's when he died. That he gave the last 2 hours of his life as a matana. As a matana to the Rebbeinu Shlom. I think it's something that we can't be masek, unless a person was in that kind of a... lived through that kind of a thing, or knows what that means, and how desperately a person wants to live. Anyway, we're not going to madrag it on this day, but this is a kabbalah we have from a Pinchas Karatzim.
Rebbe, is there any connection to this, to the way that Adam Rishon gave over some time to Adam?
As I was speaking, I was thinking about that, and we've spoken about that at different times in the shul. Adam Rishon gave the last 70 years of his life, the last 70 years of his life to David Malki Mashiach, which is Amistik and Mesirus Nefesh. It must be that, huh?
Shavuos.
David HaMelech, Shavuos, the Baal Shem Tov. Also, it's interesting. Yeah. There must be a connection. It must be that's the shayrish of such a thing. It must be that that's the shayrish of that the Baal Shem has such a kayak to do such a thing. That there could be such a concept of a person. And who knows what the Baal Shem Tov accomplished by that? We don't even know that. What did the Baal Shem Tov accomplish by those 2 hours? What Stami was giving? What do you mean? You thought Hashem would like that? Hashem wants the Baal Shem Tov to stay in the world. It would be nice to stay 2 hours. So what was accomplished by the 2 hours? Who knows? It must be that we're still benefiting from those 2 hours that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh somehow gave us a matana. Just like we're benefiting from those years of Adam HaRishon, what are we benefiting? We're benefiting from the Mashiach Tzekein, the Neshama of David HaMelech. We're benefiting from the Mesirus Nefesh of Adam HaRishon, that Adam gave the last 70 years of his life so there could be a David HaMelech in the world. We're not masing it. We don't understand it. If you go down to the bottom where it says Siper, and where it says Admas Kodesh, this is something that was told by the Baal Shem Tov's great-grandson, Rabbi Nachman Siper Yvi, Meinian Kevra Baal Shem Tov Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. Rabbi Nachman was speaking to Rabbi Nosson, his Talmud. Rabbi Nachman was speaking to Rabbi Nosson about the exalted level of the kever of the Baal Shem Tov, the grave of the Baal Shem Tov, which Baruch Hashem was zeichem at the seal, and I was zeichem to be there, measures together by the grave of the Baal Shem. That what? Shetayiv ma'od liyo sham al kever. Rabbi Nachman said, it's very good to be there. It's very good to be by the kever. V'amar ki tzadikim yishu aretz. It says in Pasuk that the tzadikim inherit the earth. Now listen to what Rabbi Nachman, how he explained that regarding the Baal Shem's grave. Ki tzadikim yishu aretz, that the tzadikim inherit the earth. Hainu shetzadikim amitim yarishim eretz Yisrael. That the great tzaddikim have the ability, wherever they are, to inherit Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Shezoichim shemokim gnizasam hu kodesh b'kedushas Eretz Yisrael mamish. That they are zoicha, that the place that they are buried, the place that they're hidden, that tiny little place where the tzaddik is buried, has the kedusha, Rabbi Nachman said, of Eretz Yisrael mamish. Tzaddikim yeshu aretz means that the tzaddik can inherit the land, can inherit Eretz Yisrael. That means he acquires the holiness of Eretz Yisrael for the place of his matzeva, for the place of his kever, of his tzion. And whoever has had the schus to go, whoever has had the schus to be by the kvarm of tzaddikim knows that you feel there. If you felt something in Eretz Yisrael, if you felt something in Tzvas, if you felt by the kibbutz tzaddikim, so then you know that it's a tam. That feeling of not only the kvarm in Eretz, but by the makom is kedoshim in Eretz Yisrael. You feel that there's a similar heritage that one can have, a feeling at the grave of a tzaddik, no matter where that tzaddik is buried. If you look on the bottom, he says by Eretz Yisrael tikkun gadol pgam abris. Rabbi Nachman taught. Before we get to the bottom, the footnote, Rabbi Nachman said that Eretz Yisrael, that's a whole Torah that he has, a number of Torahs on this subject, that in terms of bringing about a tikkun, a correction for all of the suffering that comes as the result of people being careless when it comes to the relationships in their intimate personal lives, relationships. So the tikkun of that, the way to repair that, one of the most powerful ways to repair that is by being in Eretz Yisrael, And if you can't be in Eretz Yisrael, or even if you can be, but on other occasions, to be by the kever of a tzaddik, it brings a remarkable tikkun in this area. Because the tzaddik, I'm not going to explain, this is a thing that's obviously in Kabbalah, and for us it's enough to know that the tzaddik is yisod. Tzaddik yisod olam. The tzaddik is that, has that kav that's called yisod. Foundation. Foundation is tikkun habris. Being in the presence of a living tzaddik. And even more so in the presence of a tzaddik who's not alive. Because the tzaddik who's not alive, he has a kav pishnayim. Double the koch of the tzaddik, at least double the koch of the tzaddik who's alive. That being at the kever of a tzaddik, the grave of a tzaddik, yisod olam, those tzaddik in particular who are famous for that koch of kedusha say yisod, who were known for the holiness of yisod. If you go, you could drive an hour and a half, you could go up to Monroe. And in Monroe's buried the Sadr Rav Rabbi Yerlish. Rabbi Yerlish was mefursim by all the tzaddikim for being a noki, even his enemies, who were afraid to talk to him. Because he was a noki, he was so clean and pure in that Indian of Kedusha Sabris. When you go there, you're overwhelmed the feeling of Eretz Yisrael. You can go 15 minutes, you have the oil of the Lubavitch Rebbe, Chusi again, Elena. You have tzaddikim, Baruch Hashem. You know, you drive along the Interparo, and there's a cemetery there. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is buried over there. The cemetery along the Interparo. The person can have it to be by the kever of its tzaddik brings tikkunim. Brings great, even if you don't know what to say or what to do over there, that's a separate passion. But it brings certainly great tikkunim into a person's life. But right on the bottom, if you look there on the bottom, we should have done this footnote a little bit before, because the next few pieces I'm about is any variance is solved, but let's do it now because I'm going to forget. If you look on the bottom, Rabbi Kodesh Rav David Tzvi Shlomo Biderman, Milelov Yushalim, Milelov Rebbe from Yushalim, Sipa Shoshomim, Ovi, Rabbi Kodesh, Milelov Menachem, Biderman, Milelov, Shekasher, Libu, at Talmidim, Akadoshim, as Rabbi Balshantav, Kodesh, Lachap, Tirosal, Mokim, Nucha, so that when the Talmidim were carrying the Balshantav's holy body to be buried, one of his greatest Talmidim, who's buried, by the way, was buried in the same Ohel together with the Baal Shem Tov, one of his closest disciples, who was Rav Wolf Kitzes. Shahayim is Zikni, a Talmidim, was from the older Talmidim. The Kashi is Karabu, Somach, Lebeis, Achayim, Shebimezbiz, when they came close to the cemetery. Now, when you say cemetery in Mezbiz, don't imagine that to be like the one along the Interbaro. The cemetery in Mezbiz was, what you say, is maybe the size of one typical lot of one of these homes. But the cemetery, they're approaching the Beis HaChaim in Mezbiz. Tziva Arav HaKadosh Rav Wolf Lahamedes Amita. This is a frightening thing. That Rav Wolf Kitzes said to stop and put the Baal Shem Tov down, the body. The Gila B'ma'atis Pnei Baal Shem Tov V'Kisa Isai. He took the covering off the Baal Shem Tov's face for a second, and then covered it again. Which you know that we don't normally do that. We're not supposed to do that. He took the covering off the Baal Shem Tov's face, and then covered it again. Kein osa kama pa'amim. He did this a few times. Ad shehi gil l'makayim menuchas kivayit until he came to the place of the burial. In Kibrei HaKadosh. L'tmiyas ha'milavim. And all those who were there were very shocked by that. And he explained, this is what it was. Malachim usrofim vayifanim hayat shukosim tomid lahaba b'fnei Baal Shem Tov b'chayich yusav. The Tzaddik Rav Wolf said that the Malachim, or the angels, had a very great craving and desire to look at the face of the Holy Baal Shem while he was alive. But the angels couldn't look at him. They weren't given permission to look at the Baal Shem Tov when he was alive. Because of the great light that was coming from the face of the living king. In other words, since the Malachim have Hasag, the Malachim understand holiness, they're in the business. Imagine, we would have looked at the Baal Shem Tov, we would have probably said, Ashenayid. No, what would we have said? Ashenayid. I told you once, the Rabbi Nosson said, I said a few weeks ago, that Rabbi Nosson said to Mazel, that no one ever painted a painting of Rabbi Nachman. Why? It's because people imagine the Rabbi Nachman was a gewaldige hadris panim with a long white beard and he was a balkaima. He says, really, Rabbi Nachman was very skinny and he had thin little red payaslach and a thin little red beard. And he says, it's a mazel. Like, you know, he was a young man. You know, he was nifty. He was 38 years old, Rabbi Nachman. We think of him as being, you know, from his wisdom and his tzaddik, like, you know, old man. We would have seen the Baal Shem, we would have said, he's a nice looking Jew. And the Malachim couldn't look at him. The Malachim couldn't look at him. Listen to this. Both the tzaddik filled with his ruach hakodesh, that the malachim are all clamoring, like by a chasna, that the malachim are all clamoring over there. They're running over there, the malachim. The rotzul is tackled the front of Machmas Shat Alachis Talkusa Yerida Kedusha Ktsas. They wanted to look now at his face, since after the Ktira and the Neshom is beginning its ascent, so the Neshom of the soul is beginning to leave. So now a little bit of the holiness of the body of the Baal Shem, was leaving. So they wanted, the Malachim wanted to look. And therefore I did what they wanted. The gilisi pan of Ezepamim, therefore I took the covering off his face a little bit, a few times. The chdeshi yuchul l'raisai, so that the malachim, so that the angels would be able to see the body of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. To see the body of the Baal Shem, that there could be a human being in this world whose body was so Kadosh and was so tar. The next page. This was said by Rav Nachum Chernobyl. Rav Nachum Chernobyl is the Mo'ori Nai. Shamati Mikroid Kedushas Adma Harava Kodesh Rabbi Yechiel Moshe Mikuznitz Harava Kodesh Rav Nachum Chernobyl. Rabbi Yechiel Kuznitz said from Rav Nachum Chernobyl, Hayapam Achaz Al Tzina Bal Shem Tov HaKadosh B'Chayrish. The Rav Nachum Chernobyl said that one time he was during the winter, he was by the grave of the Baal Shem. Now it's very cold over there. I wasn't there but in that time, but I was told that in the winter it can get very cold in Mezhmiz. And the Akar Ayah Godlu was very, very cold. The Omad Shem Van Pilos, Zman Rab Larach Shtei Shos, and Rav Nachum Chernobyl was standing not in his boots, he was standing in his socks for 2 hours, in his socks. And afterwards they asked him, "Hey, Yochel Lisbol Kirkus, how could he stand such cold?" The Heishiv Kebal Shem Tov HaKadosh Himshech Lakan Avir De Eretz Yisrael. Physically, the Baal Shem Tov, I mean, we would freeze, but the Rav Nachum Chernobyl was sensitive to this. Somebody once, I was once standing, somebody says, "No, I was there in the winter and there was snow. How come it didn't melt?" Rav Nachum Chernobyl. So the tzaddik who breathes Eretz Yisrael, who says that Eretz Yisrael, when he stood by the Baal Shem's grave, he felt the warmth of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, ha'avir cham. Eretz Yisrael. It's nice, it's comfortable. So he felt, he stood there in his socks, he felt in that place, the imamish felt the avir of Eretz Yisrael by the Baal Shem's tzion. Skip a couple where it says, Arava Kodesh Rabaron Mikalim. Go down to... Harava Kodesh Rav Aaron Mikalin Bal Beis Aaron. That's not the old Rav Aaron HaGadol. In Kalin there are two Rav Aarons. There's Rav Aaron HaGadol, who was a Talmud by Mizritcha Magid, the Rebbe Rav Aaron HaGadol, and then there was Rav Aaron HaSheni, the second Rav Aaron that was his grandson, who was the author of Beis Aaron. So he said, it says there, that the Rav HaKadosh Rav Aaron Kalin, Hayatarech, Lekadis Ragle Kodesh Merichuk Mokim Yachdim Kahal Anshe Shlemi V'Chagat Tzeres V'Mezhbiz Mokim Meguru Menuchas Kodeshay Shal Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. This goes again. But Rav Aaron Kalina went through very great difficulties to take a group of his chassidim to spend Shavuos and Mezhbiz by the Baal Shem's grave. V'af Omer Maimer Miyuchad Amaflik Inyi Nizgiv Zeh. He said a special Maimer. Rav Aaron Kalina said a special Maimer, a special teaching in honor of this. At Shapirish Beloshim Kodshos Maimer Kosov. Until finally he said, when it says in Pasuk Ve'avo Ad Har Elokim Chorevu, when it says that they came to Chorev, to the mountain of Hashem, Har Sinai, when they came to Har Sinai, it's Das Meint Men Shvus and Mezhbiz. He didn't mean to the exclusion, God forbid, of Har Sinai. But he says that now we could taste that a little bit by coming Shavuos, the day of the giving of the Torah, in Mezhbiz to be by the grave of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Look at the footnote underneath that. Sipur Rav HaKadosh Palimri Chai Mivishnitz, that's all. Sheskenor Rav HaKadosh Rav Tzemach Tzadik Mivishnitz Biki B'Mezhbiz L'Regel Nesu Enechta Rav HaKadosh Rav Moshe Mishatz, that's all. That what? That the Tzemach Tzadik, not the Tzemach Tzadik that's in Lubav, but Tzemach Tzadik is Vizhnitz, that Reb Mendel of Vizhnitz him. Reb Mendel from Vizhnitz went to Meshbiz to get ready for the wedding of his grandson, Reb Moshe Mishatz. Vishtateach Ozal Tzion Kodesh Shel Baal Shem Tzchusigel. He went to Davin, the Vizhnitzer, Reb Mendel Vizhnitzer went to Davin by the Tzion, by the grave of the Baal Shem. When he finished davening, he called out, will we can read the Hebrew version is in parentheses underneath, Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Pilastem Derech HaDosh of Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. At the end of the parentheses, he says, "What Heilig Baal Shem, you brought a new way, a new path in the service of Hashem. Al Kain Mutal Aleichem, therefore, the visitor cried out, therefore it's upon you, Rabbi, it's your achrayis, it's your responsibility. Shekol misha yisa, the kol misha yisa, that any Jew that comes to this place, to your grave, ubechol oifen sheyisa, no matter how he gets here, even if it's with Air Ukraine, no matter how he gets to this place, mikaven shebederach shalachem hayleich, if that Jew is a Jew that believes in your teachings and he's trying to follow your path, Aleichem l'shtavl avur, Rebbe, you have to be mishtavl. You have to do what you can to help him out. You have to do what you can to help that Jew out. Any Jew that believes in your Torah, Rebbe, it's not stam a tourist, but who believes in this new derech that you paved into Klal Yisrael, which is an ancient derech, but that you restored to Klal Yisrael, and that Jew goes to the effort of coming to your grave, no matter how he gets there, Rebbe, you have to be mishtavl. You have to do something to, you have to help that person. You have to do something to help that person. And there are many, many, many nisim in the flows that are told about good things that happen to Jews who are zoichet to be by the tzion of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. I have Yesh Hashem that I hope that one day, it shouldn't be so far in the future, that we should be able to organize a chevra from our shul to go to the Kibbutz Tzaddikim. Papa Shaw's taking care of him. Because he has all the connections. What was the name of the guy in Kerestin, the Russian guy?
The driver.
A lot of characters over there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a child? Enough rights? The responsibility? The footnote at the bottom of the page is also told from Reb David Lelover, not the Reb David Lelover, the old Reb David, the David from Reb Lelover from Yishalayim. Rabbi Kodesh, the footnote on the bottom of the page. Rabbi Kodesh of David Svi Shalim Abidim in Milel of Yishalayim. Sipa Meiron Shnas Tofrei Shayin Aleph. Shul Shoma Meherabon is Sar Rochel Nechdes of Al Shem Tov. He, the Lel of the Rebbe from Yishalayim was in Meiron. And in Meiron, he met the Rebbetzin Sara Rochel, who was the granddaughter of the Baal Shem Tov. She lived to a very, very old age, the Baal Shem's granddaughter. And the Lelever met in Tofrei Shayin Aleph, does that come out by our counting? Shayin Aleph. At the beginning, maybe 19th. I don't know, I have to make a calculation. Tofrei Shayin Aleph, 1910, of course. Met a granddaughter of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Could that be? Tofrei Shayin Aleph. So he'll give us the number there, and that was the cheshbon. But he met there the granddaughter, Tofrei Shayin Aleph, of the Baal Shem. She ha'isa m'shutekes meshach zman rav b'sovlam yizeh yisurim gedolim, that she was disabled and she was suffering for a very, very long time, and she was having terrible, terrible pain. She was paralyzed. She was m'shutekes. She was paralyzed and suffering terribly yisurim. So pamacha, she said, cholma Shabbat etzla Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, she had a dream, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, her grandfather appeared to her, Voxa Lefon of Tamruim, and she cried to her grandfather. She cried, I can't read the next verse crossed out, as Goydel, I guess she said, as Goydel HaYisurma Sheisavelis, when she told over the terrible suffering she's going through. Amla Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov told her, Telchi al kifri, go to my grave, it is palul lisham, and daven there. V'yilach refuah shleim, you'll have a refuah shleim. V'shalo, I said, now listen to this. And she asked him, Haloy menuchas chem kovet mechutz laaretz. Now the tzaddikus is from, when she lived in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, you know, that's not happening on a plane. She couldn't move, and she wasn't able. There's no way to go to Meshbis from Eretz Yisrael. So her grandfather told him the dream. If she wants to refuah, she has to go to his grave. So she asked him, "How am I supposed to get there? It's chuslar. It's far away." Amala achap tirasi. He said, "After I died, nosu oisi l'Eretz Yisrael li'ir hakodesh tzvas." That after I died, I was taken to Tzvas. The kivri who ate laharizal mitzad yamin. I never heard this title. And I'm buried on the right side of the Ari HaKadosh. I'm sure my alphabet is there. I'm buried on the right. I don't know what it means on the right side. From where coming up, I'm coming up.
Yeah, we take
it's coming. So, yeah, that's right. So he says that my kever, the Baal Shem Tov said, is there next to that Rimi Tzad Yamin. This makes a trip to Tzvas even sweeter, right? And it's always sweet, but to imagine this. This doesn't mean that he's not measureless. It means that there was that the Baal Shem HaKadosh was able, that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Kedusha of the scene, the Baal Shem Tov remains, of course, measureless in its place. And there's something there that's by Tzvas also, next to that Rizal. You know, the same thing's by the Ari Yisrael, after Rav. That's a famous thing. But after Rav. I'll tell you in a second. But it says, with Baal this old woman, the granddaughter of Baal Shem, who was paralyzed, told them to bring her, to carry her next to the Arizal's kever. And she was lying there for some time. She stood up from the bed. The brius are shlemus in full health. And she walked away from there completely healthy and well. From that place. This is Kisvei Rishai. Now, these are very. This is one of the Svarim that is considered to be one of the most authentic and reliable of the Sipurim of the Sipurim Tzaddikim. But this was told by Rabbi Lelev from Yerushalayim. Did you get the year? Did it?
Yes, 1911.
Nechdas of Baal Shem, a granddaughter of Baal Shem, could mean a great granddaughter. They used the Lashon could mean a great granddaughter. But it was a direct descendant of the Baal Shem. Excuse me? No, that's Sheikh of the Baidik. No, that's not. That's not. That's Rabbi Yossel Sheikh of the Baidik. That's not the Talmud. No, that's not the Talmud. This is something that we have a Maisa. That's told about the Ayyad Yisrael, that when we come to discuss at length that the life of that tzaddik and his teachings, the after Rav. So after Rav is, if you go to Baal Shem's tzion, in the Baal Shem's ohel, then there's a kever there that's miyuchas to the Ayyad Yisrael. There's a grave that's miyuchas to the Ayyad Yisrael in Meshbos. The after Rav, in fact, died in Meshbos. He died in there, and he was most likely, that's his kever, the one that the Chassidim have a tradition. And not only the Chassidim, but when we were there, the fellow that showed us to the, you might be have to go, there's a gatekeeper. It's all this story that Chlal, when we came, and let me just tell you this, how it works. Was anybody, you were there. So what was Zayshet to be by the Yitzin of the Baal Shem, the way it works is that there's an old Gentile who lives down a road. You can't go with a car. They pay for it. This is still a little road. And if you want to go to the Baal Shem, you have to go bang on his, door. And you can go 2 in the morning. Whatever it is. But you bang on his door, come out, and he'll with a candle, and he'll go there with a key, and he has the key to open the gate. Not you then. To open the gate. He has miraculous stories how he got to the Baal Shem. The gate to get into the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And this old fellow, so that I was asking over this, he was telling me, I forgot who was just telling me that Moshe was telling me that there's a Kabbalah that his family, there was this guy, that there was somebody who was, that his great-great-great was somebody that there was, had become blind, and they went to the Baal Shem. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that if you promise that you won't ever harm any Jews and you'll do what you can, Toivus V'Yidden, good things for Jews, so then the child will get better, and the child was able to see. And in this family, came out a schus, that this guy has handed down from generations to generation, they have the key. And anybody who wants to go in, he's marked it. And but he'll take you any time, day and night. Any time, day and night. Moshe, I was there with somebody else who was speaking to him in Russian. So I was looking, whose caravan were we looking for over there? There wasn't not a Baruch Meshbitzer, maybe. You're looking for a Baruch Meshbitzer. So I don't know if it was Baruch Meshbitzer, somebody else you're looking for. And because it said in the book that we had, it says in a certain book that tzaddik is buried there. And the guy said, nah, he's not buried there. Or, I mean, who says he's not buried over here? He's not buried here. And then I asked the fellow to ask him, is this the Oyv Yisrael, the after of? Is this the scene of the after of? It says over there the after Oyv Yisrael. So the guy said, yes, this is where the after of is buried. And his family, they're there in Meshbiz since the Baal Shem, so that's what after of is buried. On the other hand, there's a secret, it was a famous story, that the after of is buried in Tveria. He's buried in a cemetery in Tveria. That's the cemetery with it. In Tveria. And it's a very famous ma'aseh, which I'm not going to go into the problem of the ma'aseh, but to get to after Rav, we'll talk about it. That the after Rav's bed, his meat to his body, was that same night that it was buried in Meshbiz, the tzaddikim in Tveria, who were accompanying his body and was buried in Tveria as well. He's buried in two places. Which nowadays you can have a big bill like that, right? It's expensive. But he was buried in two places. I just saw it. And I don't know. Is it seen there? I didn't. There's something that it says. I just saw it. I mean, there is something in Tveri that says I just saw it. We were running around. It was dark because it was looking with a flashlight to find. But I just saw it. Is buried in Tveria, and he's buried in Meshbiz. So the Baal Shem HaKadosh said that he has a place next to the. Next to that Rizal in Sras. I believe 100%. I'm Jewish life. It's true. It's brought down in the Sras regulation. Let's learn just one more piece on the next page. It's late. It says page 68 on. The Kisvei HaRav Rav Elimelt Misamila Nechel HaRav HaKadosh of Shai Medinovitz Shayatalmud Rav HaKadosh Rav Liber Mibaditshev, that's not Rav Liber Mitzvah, that's Rav Liber Mibaditshev, Kosev Shah. It's in the writings of this tzaddik, Asherav Megala Amukis. The Megala Amukis was Lassen Nota Shapira from Krakow. He was one of the Gedoli Amukubolim before Chassidus. So Rav Megala Amukis Hayabor, but Kol Laila Itzel Rav Liber Lil Moedimai. That he used to come to Megala Amukis. Now the Megala Amukis used to come to learn with Reb Lieber, who was this tzaddik in Beditsha, Reb Lieber from Beditsha. Megala Amukis used to come learn with him every night. Now, many of us have chavrusas at night. The only thing here is that Megala Amukis had already been dead for 150 years. That's a chiddush, right? You can say, tell that to your wife if you're learning with it, if you're learning with chavrusa. Listen, sometimes why are you learning the chavrusa? You both feel like you're chalila. So I above the chalila. He says he used to come learn with the palm nishta. He says man, believe it. So what happens is the tzaddik or libra is waiting for his chavrusa. And the magaluk is not coming. Vishalach is bnei Arab Rabbi Yechiel Zaliyah Kroker Al Tzion Shalom. So he sent Rabbi Yechiel. So Rabbi Liba sent his son Rabbi Yechiel to go to Krakow and to go to the grave of the tzaddik of the Megala Amukis. Lishlo said, "Mazda shlep alulimadim. I'm waiting for you. How come you're not coming to learn with me?" Ve'eshev loy shezem mikarv nifter abal shemtiv. The Megala Amukis revealed to the son that just now the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh died. V'sobru ha'yeshiva shalmala al shloy shim yom. The gates of the yeshiva in heaven are shut for 30 days in mourning. V'lahoy lo p'nai lovo v'lil mo'imo. That's why I couldn't learn with you for that time, for that month. Hetakti says, the author of the Sefer says, I copy this down, ois b'ois, letter for letter that I saw in the writings, to go back to Reb Lieber from the Ditchev himself, that the Megalim of the Sefer, that for 30 days, because the theme of the Balshama Kodesh, that the tzaddikim were not allowed to reveal secrets from Yeshiva Shamala, either, I said, it wasn't the morning, the Stama, it was morning in this world, probably it was that they were the tzaddikim, I don't know, the tzaddikim were mishtasheya, that they were rejoicing with the Balshama Kodesh, the Balshama was saying Torah, by the Yeshiva Shamala, in that place, so for 30 days, the Megalim Ukas wasn't able to learn in this world, with his Chavrusa, Reb Lieber from Bedishim. Right, the Mitzvah Shem, I think I thought we finished. I guess we're not. No, we'll do a couple of more things until this. We'll go through the actual story of the Stalkos of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and Mitzvah Shem next week. Okay.